To recover from anxiety, you will have to take some hard steps. But first, let's take it slow and set the stage. Your final goal is to reach a place where you can approach and even embrace your anxiety. Eventually, you'll be able to feel physical sensations without fearing them. For many people, an important first step towards this goal is to remove doubt by taking steps to reassure yourself that you aren't sick. Anytime you experience distressing physical symptoms, it's smart to go to the doctor and get a full checkup. If you haven't done this, it's totally okay to take this step. There are medical conditions that share similar symptoms with anxiety. It's a good idea to rule these out. It's also a very good idea to take practical steps to care for your health. If your body doesn't feel right, do things that are good for it. Eat healthily, exercise, find ways to rest and reduce stress. But here's the important part. Once you get examined by a doctor, trust your diagnosis. If you absolutely need to, get a second opinion, but no more than that. It's okay to look for assurance once or twice, but after that, it is essential to trust your doctor. Anxiety can play tricks on your mind. It can trick you into believing you are sick when you're not. To overcome your anxiety, you have to believe you have anxiety. You have to know what you're up against. Let me share some information that might help you with this. You might be surprised to know that anxiety can cause dozens of different physical symptoms. Anxiety can cause heart palpitations and missed heartbeats. These symptoms can be really frightening, but they will not kill you. No matter how hard your heart beats, you aren't in danger. You aren't having a heart attack. Anxiety can cause symptoms that feel neurological. Your legs go weak. You feel tremors throughout your body and tingling sensations all over. These symptoms can feel terrifying, but they are not dangerous either. Let me quickly share a few more common symptoms. Nausea, headaches, stomach pain, difficulty breathing, a lump in your throat, hyperventilating. Anxiety takes on so many forms. The more you become familiar with your physical symptoms of anxiety, the faster you can name these sensations for what they really are. Physical symptoms of anxiety can feel shameful, almost like something is wrong with you. But I promise you, you're completely normal. Many people experience anxiety in this exact same way. And remember, you don't have to feel this way forever. Once you rule out a medical diagnosis, it's time to get to work. You can beat this. Let's do it together. It's time to step away from the medical tests. It's now time to stop the Google searches for answers. It's time to accept that you have anxiety and to take steps to beat it. As you resolve to do this, repeat after me. From this day forward, I'm no longer going to feed my health anxieties. I will get any health issues I'm worried about checked out, but after that, I will stop second-guessing my good health. I am no longer going to run to Google to research every new sensation I feel. I will stop torturing myself and surrender back control to my body to let it do its job. I trust my mind. I trust my body. Good. You will beat your anxiety when you change your relationship with it. It's important to realize that anxiety is not the problem. The problem is the way you are responding to your anxiety. I'm going to teach you a new and better way to respond to your fear and anxiety. Don't give up hope. Relief is just around the corner.